We've been talking this morning about skinny discrimination. Yep. I've been hearing it a lot lately over the last couple months when I've gone home. Like, you're getting too skinny. You're getting too... what happened? You've lost a lot of weight. And my sister-in-law's mom actually over Easter said, man, you've lost a lot of weight, haven't you? Said, that's what I hear.
Maybe they're just concerned for your health. No.
I don't... If they were actually concerned for my health, I think there'd be an intervention. But all I'm doing is eating well. That's it. In the morning, I have my Carnation Instant Breakfast. It's quick. It's easy. It's what I need to get my day started.
The chocolatey goodness is excellent.
And then I usually eat my turkey sandwich here at about like 9:30. Somewhere in the 9 o'clock hour, I start eating on my turkey sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go home and usually have something. Like three times a week it's Chipotle or something, you know?
Three times a week, Chipotle?
Yeah, that was my high a couple weeks ago.
You're only supposed to eat it like once a week.
I think I'm doing okay. People think I'm on meth, so it's all right. My cousin actually asked me, she's like, Matt, honey, you're not doing drugs or anything, are you?
Oh.
None that would make me fat, no. Everything's cool. I'm all right. I don't drink that much pop or anything. I usually just have the tea, unless I go out drinking. Then I'll have my I'm like, all right, let's just vice it out. Go for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a carton of Reds. Give me a
full
strength Coca-Cola and rum. You know, I can handle. Right?
It's okay to indulge once in a while.
And so. It just continued. I went to Lemmy's this weekend. It was a very good service, very good experience. I will go back. Mm-hmm. Very good pizza, very filling stuff. I do recommend. But one of the waitresses said another diet in rum, or another rum and diet. And I hadn't ordered a first rum and diet. She had joined into our table about halfway through because they were a little bit busier than normal. And she just assumed that my previous drink had to have been a rum and diet. And to me, that is just an adding on. You can go around hating on skinny people. Can't go around doing that with fat people. Seriously. It'd be the equivalent of her... You want another... you want another slaughterhouse special, sir? You know, to the fat guy who hasn't even ordered his food yet.
Yeah, and if you said you wanted another rum and diet to a fat person, they'd be like, what, are you saying I'm fat?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if they had done the same thing to a large person...
Mm-hmm.
You could totally tell what's going on. So what's the deal with this? 539-9750 or 238-0975.
All right, Stukes, Jerry Ann, this is the layout. About the discrimination.
Yes.
Against big people, skinny people. I tell you what, in my family, it don't matter. I had this brother, right? He's skinnier than heck. And we always dogged on him because he was skinny. Now, I haven't seen the guy in like a year and a half. I'm probably closer to 2 years. I actually seen him just yesterday. And the guy's 6'4". He's always been 6'4", don't get me wrong.
Yeah, he didn't just eat a whole lot and get tall.
Right, but okay. He's like 260 pounds now.
Wow.
Yeah, and so you know what I did? Oh, I made fun of him for being a big boy.
Oh, so you're an equal opportunity.
Oh, yeah, it don't matter as long as you're close.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, if it's close enough family, they can call you fat and skinny, I guess.
Huh? Well, I wouldn't call him fat. I'd call him a big boy.
Well, wait, what's the difference, man?
It's all how you say it, man. It's all how you say it, homies.
Okay, it's not... If you say you've really turned into a giant fat ass lately, what happened?
Yeah, you can say that to him. He'd dig that.
All right. Yeah, I mean, obviously it depends on the person whether you can do that or not, but you wouldn't, you know, call some random person out on being too skinny, would you?
Exactly. Jerry Ann, have you ever dogged on somebody for being too skinny or too fat or anything like that?
Probably not too fat, but probably too skinny, you know?
You ain't never gave anybody any crap for being big.
Not, no.
Not even somebody close?
No.
I guess it's a guy thing.
Guys do it, girls don't. You would not go up to one of your girls and be like, man, dude, you need to lay off the KFC because your butt
ass
is huge.
Right on. Well, you guys have a good morning. Just wanted to put that in there.
Thanks, bro.
Later.
Okay, he totally glazed over something there when you admitted to hating on people for being too skinny. Not for being too fat, but for being too skinny, is what you said. You made fun of people for. Or, like, what? How do you give me an example?
Like, okay, like, women will see other women and be like, skinny bitch, you need to eat a cheeseburger.
Yes, yes, I've heard that before. They actually say it to their face, though?
No, they might not say it, but they will definitely think it, and they will definitely say it to their friends. And be like, you know what? Look at that girl over there. She's anorexic. You can tell.
But you think that's more them being jealous of what's going on there, or are they actually sincerely mean? Like,
It's probably just jealousy.
Yeah, what's the deal with the skinny discrimination? Let's try to figure this out.